RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to discuss counter-terrorism in Turkey. Attack targeting police officers not detected. Minister Wiranto says helping Philippines to fight ISIS requires legal basis. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is expected to discuss cooperation in counter-terrorism during his visit to Turkey on July 6. The head of the National Agency for Combating Terrorism, PNPT, Commissioner General Suhardi Alyus, said on Monday, July 3rd in Jakarta, that Indonesian Foreign Minister and he will be in Turkey. They will also discuss cooperation in combating terrorism during the meeting with President of Turkey. Terrorism has become one main issue discussed in various international meetings. Therefore, the President would also discuss issues on terrorism. In addition to economic cooperation during his visit to Turkey, both countries would intensify cooperation in counter-terrorism. Suhardi added issues on deportation will also be discussed. He could not yet specify the possible cooperation between the two countries. He explained that they will discuss it later. It would be one issue. President Jokowi is scheduled to visit Turkey on July 6 before attending G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany on July 7 and 8. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto stated that the attack targeting police officers is like lone wolf attack. Minister Wiranto confirmed at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, July 3rd, that the lone wolf is a terrorist who moves outside the network of terrorist structures because of the influence of the internet. In addition, Minister Wiranto also said that the terror by lone wolf is not part of a network, but it is the attacker's own initiative to anticipate the recurrence of lone wolf attack. Civil society is also asked by Minister Wiranto to actively prevent and not get caught in the influence over the internet.
Ya, itu kan juga dilaksanakan oleh lone wolf, ya, dilaksanakan oleh cyber.
That's done by lone wolf, an activity that is not in the network context, but the individual movement is allegedly affected by the internet. By learning, they were influenced and brainwashed by the internet. This is certainly a separate part of how we secure our Islamic societies from those influences. From this, we keep trying the future of this individual security system that we can carry out well. On the same occasion, Minister Wiranto also affirmed that in general, the security condition during the season of prior to and post-homecoming flu or Lebaran 2017 were conducive enough. He added that the occurrence of terrorism act was controlled properly. Indonesian Coordinating Political, Legal and Security, Affairs Minister Wiranto admit that it would be a difficult task for Indonesia to be involved in a military operation against ISIS in Marawi, the Philippines. In addition to preparing operation procedure, Wiranto mentioned that the most important aspect is the legal basis. According to Wiranto, it would not be easy for the Indonesian government to initiate the preparation, especially in terms of the legislation. He said that Indonesia fully respects the offer from the Philippines. Previously, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte gave permission for Indonesia to be involved in the military operation against an ISIS-affiliated terrorist group. The Indonesian government has initiated a joint military patrol during the trilateral meeting between Indonesia, Philippines, and Malaysia last month. Moreover, Wiranto stated that President Jokowi has not yet accepted President Duterte's invitation to be involved in the battle for Marawi. Despite this, Indonesia continued to coordinate with the Philippines to commence joint operation. In response to current attacks against police personnel, Wiranto said that they were the works of individuals. Two college students from Parahyangan University, Bandung in the Women of Indonesia 7 Summit Expedition finally summit Mount Denali in Alaska, North America. They succeeded to reach the peak of the mount on Saturday, July 1st at 7:40 p.m. local time. They waved the Indonesian national flag and sounded their angklung, Indonesian traditional musical instrument, as soon as they reached the Mount Denali summit. This is their sixth mountain summit in their world tour. Francisca Dimitri Inkiriwang under the Wisemu team broke the news to their Indonesian supporters via satellite phone on Monday, July 3rd. She thanked for all the prayers and support from our supporters in Indonesia. Our journey is still far. They present this for the unity of Indonesia, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, unity in diversity. Together with her climbing partner, Matilda Dwi Lestari, they officially registered themselves as Indonesia's first female climbers that summited Alaska's peak. They climbed the West Buttress Road under clear skies, gusting winds, and freezing temperature of minus 30 degrees Celsius. In total, the Wisemu team spent 13 days since June 19 to complete the summit. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian banks have been urged to update their system of information technology so that they could protect themselves from possible cyber attacks that have become more and more massive. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo said in Jakarta on Monday, July 4th, hackers or virus attackers continue to innovate and find loopholes in the IT system, and so banking industry and other financial sectors must update their security standard. His statement came in the midst of increasing alertness following global virus attack by so-called Pitya after global system of IT routed by ransomware WannaCry. Martowardoyo said, all who use technology application must use the latest version. The latest version usually has been given features to prevent possible cyber attacks. Banking industry must be prepared because there will certainly be other innovation that could disrupt the system. The General Chairman of the State-Owned Banks Association, Mariono, said that until Monday there had been no report coming from four state-owned banks being attacked by Paya virus. The chief of PT Bank Central Asia, TBK, said Paya did not disrupt the banking system. However, cyber attack has been rife to give a warning for banks to improve their IT security system. The Central Statistics Agency, BPS, recorded June's inflation rose 0.69% to 4.27% compared to the previous month, BPS Chief Suharyanto said on Monday, July 3rd in Jakarta, that June's inflation rate was affected by electricity tariff adjustment, airfare and city transportation fees, while food prices were relatively under control. For the first semester, the inflation rate was 2.38%. Suharyanto said that in June almost all prices increases, but food prices only inflated by 0.69 and accounted for 0.14%. He said staple food items that usually experience fluctuation like meat and rice remain quite stable this June. Price inflation also happened to household utilities like water, electricity, gas and fuel, which reached 0.75% and accounted for 0.18% to overall inflation. Suharyanto added the dominant factor was the tariff adjustment for PLN's 900 VA subscribers group and pumps drinking water tariff. The last item, Indonesian Minister for Agriculture Amran Sulaiman stated in Jakarta on Monday, July 3rd, that Indonesia's agriculture was included among the top 25 countries in the Food Sustainability Index, or FSI. The FSI, released by the UK's Economies Intelligence Unit, EIU, as well as Barilla Center for Food and Nutrition, or BCFN, shows Indonesia to be at the 21st position. The minister said that Indonesia is ranked 21st in the world FSI out of the 133 countries. It is all because of our synergy. Amran noted that the achievement were due to the synergy among the ministers and agencies, regional companies, farmers and traders, which help encourage production to meet the needs of the people, especially during the holy month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri 2017. Amran expressed hope that Indonesia would become a world food center by 2045. Research from EIU showed Indonesia's agriculture to be included among the world's top 25 countries, considering its population and the total percentage of the gross domestic product. Research on FSI is composed of 58 indicators covering four aspects, namely the overall production, sustainable agriculture, food loss and waste, as well as nutritional challenges. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to discuss counter-terrorism in Turkey. Attack targeting police officer not detected. Minister Wiranto says helping Philippines to fight ISIS requires legal basis. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite? 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Listener commentary to the entitled Appreciation on Indonesian National Police. Indonesian National Police Polri has just commemorated its 71st anniversary on July 1st. The performance of one of the law enforcement agencies in Indonesia continues to get attention from the Indonesian society. It often faces challenges in carrying out its main duties, such as maintaining public order and security, and enforcing the law, providing protection, shelter, and service to the community. This year, the commemoration of the anniversary is by busily carrying out one of the tasks which held all activities ensuring the security, order, and smoothness of traffic of reverse flow. Amid the assignment of Muslims celebrating Idul Fitri, the Indonesian Police Polri officers had worked hard to carry out their duties. Approximately 187,000 police and Indonesian military personnel were deployed to serve travelers at 1,112 points at integrated service posts across Indonesia, passed by the travelers, and the results are quite satisfactory. The appreciation of the services provided by the Indonesian police for the smoothness of homecoming and reverse flow during Idul Fitri exodus has been conveyed by several parties. One of them is a member of House Representative Commission 5 that appreciates the performance of the police and other security officers who are able to suppress the number of traffic accidents during the homecoming and return flow of Idul Fitri 2017. The community also gives positive evaluation on the traffic management and crime handling, at least according to the supervisor conducted by Kompas Daily. Drug case settlement and the handle of terrorism had become two most publicly appreciated achievements. The societies of the view that the success of the police in arresting drug dealers as well as perpetrators of terrorism acts is the police's major achievement. Of course, the people expect more achievements from the police. Security and public order, law enforcement and protection service to the community should be further improved. The people are optimistic that the Indonesian police is able to handle various challenges and forms of crime that may become more complicated. It is impossible for the Indonesian police to successfully carry out its main duty alone without the support of other agencies and the community. Chief of Indonesian Police General Tito Karnavian in a message disclosed on police website stated that Indonesian police opens up and accommodates the aspirations and views of all elements of society to put the police to become a protector and guardian for all Indonesian citizens. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July 4, 1776, where the U.S. Independence Day. The U.S. Independence Day, also referred to as the 4th of July, is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago on July 4, 1776. The Continental Congress declared that the 13 American colonies regarded themselves as a new nation, the United States of America, and were no longer part of the British Empire. The Congress actually voted to declare independence 2 days earlier on July 2nd. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, and political speeches and ceremony, in addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is the National Day of the United States. Let's move on to July 4, 1927, where the Indonesian National Party is founded. Partai Nasional Indonesia, or PNI, is also known as the oldest political party in Indonesia. The party was founded in Bandung on July 4, 1927, under the name of the Indonesian National Union, with its chairman at the time. Cipto Mangunkusumo, Mr. Sartono, Mr. Iskak Cokro Hadisuryo, and Mr. Sunaryo. In addition, students who were members of the Aljumini Study Club C, chaired by Insinyur Soekarno, also joined the party. In 1928, the party was renamed the National Party of Indonesia. During Suharto's rule in 1973, PNI joined four other parties of the 1971 election to form the PDI's Indonesia's Democratic Parties. After the reforms in 1998 led by Ms. Supeni, PNI was re-established and became a participant of the 1999 election. In 2002, PNI changed its name to PNI Marhaenisme and was chaired by Sukmawati Soekarno Putri, daughter of Soekarno. Music. The last item is Philippine Independence Day on July 4th. The Philippines was an American colony from 1898 to 1946. The Philippines had been previously colonized by Spain since 1521. In 1898, Spain decided to sell the Philippines to the United States for $20 million. Between 1941 and 1946, during World War II, the Japanese controlled the Philippines, although the region remained a U.S. territory with the government in exile headed by Manuel Quezon. A campaign to reclaim the country began in October 1944 when General Douglas MacArthur landed in Leyte. After Japan's defeat in the Second World War, the U.S. on September 2, 1945, the countries gained full independence from the United States on July 4, 1946. Since then, the Day of the Republic of the Philippines, July 4, also known as Philippine-American Friendship Day. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nicole Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus entitling, Indonesia can be a model of world tolerance. Indonesia is a country with diversity, both ethnics and religions. Indonesian people have been accustomed to diversity that has existed since long time ago. Even the values of diversity and tolerance that exist in Indonesia have become the typical characteristic of the Indonesian nation. Director of Jamaica Muslim Center in New York, USA, Samsu Ali, on the sidelines of the 4th Indonesian Diaspora Congress Conference that took place in Jakarta on Saturday, escorted by Antaranus Agency, said that Indonesia has credibility and potentials to become a model of the world's diversity and tolerance. He also said that tolerance has rooted in the lives of Indonesians. The history has also noted that diversity is manifested in the use of the Borobudur and Prambanan temples that are Buddhist and Hindus relics in the country, that is now the largest Muslim population in the world. In addition, Samsu explained that Indonesian people need to show what is good from the Indonesian people, that Indonesia, with the world's largest Muslim, still upholds the value of democracy. Samsu Ali, who is also the key cleric of the Al-Hikmah Mosque in New York, said that although the Indonesian people still face various dynamics in harmony and interfaith relations, the optimism that continues to build on the diversities that exist will make Indonesia a great nation in the future. The measures that needs to be put forward in order to maintain peace in diversities is to realize that the diversity of skin color,
language, and religion is a natural inherency. Samshi also explained that willingness to accept and respect diversity is part of one's faith. In addition, the spirit of interfaith harmony must also be built through social approach and dialogue. Thus, both majorities and minorities groups do not feel mutual enemies of each other. Samshi took example. Muslims in America are also minority, but they also approach Jews and Christians, so they have confidence that Muslims are not enemies. The same thing was also conveyed by Director of Vatican Interfaith Dialogue for Asia-Pacific, Romo Markus Solo Kawuta, who also attended the Diaspora Congress in Indonesia. Romo Markus views that Indonesia is a plural country capable of maintaining peace. Romo Markus Solo Kawuta, who is from Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, was elected one of Pope Benedict XVI's expert advisor since 10 years ago. Romo Markus said that at the time, Pope Benedict said that the presence of Romo Markus in the Vatican made the Vatican side interested in Indonesia, especially after seeing people of various religions and backgrounds who can live side by side in peace. Romo Markus also believes that Indonesian nation is the one with the deep heart to love the harmony and to mutually respect each other. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is expected to discuss cooperation in counterterrorism during his visit to Turkey on July 6. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto stated that the attack targeting police officers is like lone wolf attack. Indonesian Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Wiranto admits that it would be a difficult task for Indonesia to be involved in military operation against ISIS in Marawi, the Philippines. Two college students from Parahyangan University, Bandung, in the Women of Indonesia 7 Summit Expedition finally summits Mount Denali in Alaska, North America. They succeeded to reach the peak of the mount on Saturday, July 1st at 7:40 p.m. local time. Indonesian banks have been urged to update their system of information technology so that they could protect themselves from possible cyber attacks that have become more and more massive. The Central Statistics Agency, BPS, recorded June's inflation rose 0.69% to 4.27% compared to the previous month. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman stated in Jakarta on Monday, July 3rd, that Indonesia's agriculture was included among the top 25 countries in the Food Sustainability Index, FSI. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to West Java to visit Bidadari Waterfall. Stay tuned. Listener, for those who are traveling in Jakarta, you have to visit the suburbs of Jakarta because the suburbs of Jakarta also have some interesting tourism sites. For example, the city of Sentul. Bukit Sentul, or better known as Sentul City, is located in the city of Bogor, West Java. Sentul City is a small modern residential area in Bogor, about 48 kilometers from Jakarta, and surrounded by Mount Salak and Mount Mas. Located between an altitude of 215 to 500 meters above sea level, the city has a variety of interesting and beautiful sites. One of them is Bidadari Waterfall. Traveling to Bidadari Waterfall, you not only can enjoy the freshness of water, but also enjoy the beauty of the surrounding scenery. Listener, Bidadari Waterfall is 50 meters high with column water flow. To get to the waterfall closer, you just need to walk down the stairs and the existing bridge. It is also built a pool under the waterfall that can be used as a swimming location for children. The pool has only 30 centimeters depth, so it is very safe for them to play. In addition to a small pond, there is also a large pool for those who want to play some water activities with 1.5 meters depth. Both pools are very clear and fresh, without any chemical contamination. To look like a beach, the pool is also completed with white sand, which directly imported from Belitung Island. Listener, in addition to the two swimming pools, here are also available wave pool and lazy pool. At Bidadari Waterfall, there are also available other games, such as flying fox. For those who cannot swim, you need not worry, you can still play water, because here are also available rental boys with a relatively affordable price. You can also use a rented gazebo for visitors who want to take shelter. Listener, Bidadari Waterfall is located in Sentul City Bojongkoneng, Babakan Madang, Bogor, West Java, precisely at Sentul Paradise Park area. This tourism site is open every day from Monday to Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The entrance fee is 25,000 rupiah for Monday to Friday and 30,000 rupiah for Saturday and Sunday. From the entrance to the tourist site, you still have to walk a few minutes. But do not worry, you will be treated to an enchantment scenery along the way to the object. You will find beautiful hills, rice field, and green field owned by the residents with a towering Mount Salak as the background. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic of Bidadari Waterfall in Sentul, West Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency of Language Development and Development Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is pekerjaan di kantor, or in English, office work. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Pekerjaan. Pekerjaan. In English, work or job. Kantor. Kantor. In English, office. Hari pertama. Hari pertama. In English, the first day. Tampak. Tampak. In English, to see. Sibuk. Sibuk. In English, busy. Banyak sekali. In English, a lot or many. Tidak heran. Tidak heran. In English, no wonder. Sekretaris. Sekretaris. In English, secretary. Pimpinan. Pimpinan. In English, boss or leader. Memesan. Memesan. In English, to order. Mobil. Mobil. In English, car. Menjemput. Menjemput. In English, to pick up. Tamu. Tamu. In English, guest. Perusahaan. Perusahaan. In English, company. Kamar. Kamar. In English, room. Hotel Bintang 5. Hotel Bintang 5. In English, 5-star hotel. Bantu. Bantu. In English, to help. Memesan tempat. Memesan tempat. In English, to book. Di restoran. Di restoran. In English, at the restaurant. Menyediakan. Menyediakan. In English, to serve, to provide. Makanan khas Indonesia. Makanan khas Indonesia. In English, typical Indonesian food. Pribadi. Pribadi.
in English, private or personal. Makan. Makan, in English, food. Membicarakan. Membicarakan, in English, to talk about. Masalah. Masalah, in English, matter or problem. Pilihan. Pilihan, in English, choice. Menu. Menu, in English, menu. Percaya. Percaya, in English, to trust. Selera. Selera, in English, taste. Next is the conversation on office work. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between Rose A and Erna B at the office. A. Hari ini hari pertama ke kantor. Hari ini hari pertama ke kantor. In English, today is the first day at the office. Tetapi kamu sudah tampak sibuk sekali. Tetapi kamu sudah tampak sibuk sekali. In English, but you seems very busy. B. Ya, hari ini pekerjaan saya banyak sekali. Ya, hari ini pekerjaan saya banyak sekali. In English, yes, today I have a lot of work. A. Tidak heran pekerjaan kamu banyak. Kamu adalah sekretaris pimpinan. Tidak heran, pekerjaan kamu banyak. Kamu adalah sekretaris pimpinan. In English, no wonder you have a lot of work. You are the secretary to the boss. B. Ya, saya harus memesan mobil untuk menjemput tamu perusahaan. Ya, saya harus memesan mobil untuk menjemput tamu perusahaan. In English, yes, I must order a car to pick up the company's guests. Saya juga harus memesan kamar di hotel bintang 5. Saya juga harus memesan kamar di hotel bintang 5. In English, I also must book a room at 5-star hotel. A. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu? In English, can I help you? B. Ya, tentu saja. Bisa tolong pesankan tempat di restoran yang menyediakan makanan Indonesia? Ya, tentu saja. Bisa tolong pesankan tempat di restoran yang menyediakan makanan Indonesia? In English. Yes, of course. Can you help me booking a table at restaurant which serves Indonesian food? A. Apakah perlu tempat yang pribadi? Apakah perlu tempat yang pribadi? In English, do you need a private room? A. Ya, karena sambil makan siang, sambil akan membicarakan masalah pekerjaan. Ya, karena sambil makan siang, sambil akan membicarakan masalah pekerjaan. In English, yes, because while eating, they'll be talking about business matter. B. Bagaimana dengan pilihan menunya? Bagaimana dengan pilihan menunya? In English, how about the menu choice? A. Yang penting makanan khas Indonesia. Saya percaya selera kamu. Terima kasih sudah membantu saya. Yang penting makanan khas Indonesia. Saya percaya selera kamu. Terima kasih sudah membantu saya. In English, what important is typical Indonesian food? I trust your taste. Thank you for helping me. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some dangdut songs. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Om Koploin Om, sung by dangdut singer Janita Janet with a comedian Narji. Released in March 2017, this song invites you to jig, following drum music of dangdut koplo. Janita Janet and Narji are very fit to dedicate the song. Janet's sassy voice plus Narji's distinctive voice made the song very lively. The song was composed by Nurbayan, a songwriter from East Java, and arranged by Bayu Odong. As the title, the song included into dangdut koplo genre, which more sound of drum instrument. Previously, Janita Janet has been known in dangdut music industry with her first single, The Reject, in January 2013. The song tells about the unfaithful girlfriend and well-received by dangdut music lovers in the country. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled The Reject. Happy listening. Her original name, Jenny Juliana, started her career in dangdut music by firstly joining the duo Rajun group. Then she left the group and chose a solo career. As a dangdut singer, Janita Janet has a distinctive jig appearance known as go-go dangdut and colorful hairstyles and dresses. Successfully with the song Diri Jack and Gue Juga Bisa, Janita Janet then released her third single entitled Gardu or Galau Merindu. Composed by dangdut singer Inul Daratista, the song tells about the longing. The dangdut house song was released in March. Success with the song Gardu in 2016, Janita Janet released the singer Jangan Dengarkan Mereka. The song was composed by Vishnu Tarong and tells about uncomfortable personal experience. Janet was once bullied and degraded as a dangdut singer. But currently, Janita Janet is trying to move on and continue to run her career through dangdut music. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Gardu and Jangan Dengarkan Mereka. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.